Just the other day, someone said to me, "Father, what's your favorite Christmas movie?" And I replied back, I said, "Well, that's easy. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation." And from the look on their face, I can tell that that was not the answer that they were expecting. Perhaps the Bells of St. Mary's or maybe Miracle on 34th Street would have been more acceptable. Nothing certainly as irreverent as Clark Griswold and his family. Now, if you're not familiar with that movie, Christmas Vacation follows the main character, Clark Griswold. He's a husband, he's a father, and he's trying to create a fun, old-fashioned family Christmas. And nothing goes right for him. The Christmas tree is bigger than his living room. The lights on the house don't work. Christmas Eve dinner is a disaster. And his family is driving him crazy. It's one disastrous mess after another. And that movie has found a little bit of a cult following recently. And I think it's because we can all see a little bit, some bits and pieces of our own family in what happens to the Griswold family. Who hasn't had their fair share of dinners that go south, or Christmas lights that don't work, or crazy relatives that you have to host at your house? But you know, what do? We always find a way to kind of persevere and push through and make the best of the situation. And like Clark, we find the true meaning of Christmas despite our lofty goals, our misadventures, and the disappointments. We can laugh at this satire, at these messes that Clark experiences. But what do when we encounter real messes in our lives? Real, very difficult situations. Not those silly ones like we see in the movie. I'm talking about the really serious messes of our lives. Those situations we can't seem to find a solution to. The mess that perhaps we have made out of some aspect or corner of our lives, or the mess that some other person's decisions have had an impact on our life. We find them all over the place. Maybe our finances are a mess. Maybe it's our marriage. Maybe you're dealing with some significant issue with your children. Sickness, grief, separation, divorce. We look around the world, we see this COVID situation. It seems like it's becoming a greater mess each and every day. All of these situations and more cause our lives to feel messy and like they just don't make sense. And where do we turn? Where do we turn when we have these really significant situations in our lives? And it may sound trite to you, and you're probably not shocked that I'm going to tell you to turn to God in these situations. Maybe you've never thought of turning to Him. Maybe God seems like He's very distant from your life, like He doesn't care or doesn't have time. Or maybe you've never even thought to turn to God in these situations. Wherever you might be in that spectrum, the story of Christmas that we heard in tonight's gospel reading reminds us of just how much God does care, how close He is to us, how much He cares about the everyday details of our lives, how invested He is in this world of time that we live in, how invested He is in this very messy world that is our lives. Think for a few moments about the nativity scene. We put one up every year, don't we? We put the one here in the church every year. We take the things down from the attic and we put up that nativity scene every year. You probably have at least one in your home. But when you look at that nativity scene, think about how God arranged everything there. God arranged everything we see there so that He could enter into the mess of our humanity to become man and live life in our world. The beginning of the gospel tonight told us that in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. God worked through that decision that was made thousands of miles away in Rome and probably years and years beforehand. He worked through that decision to bring Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, to that manger. He foresaw and prepared Mary from the beginning of time, before time began, to be his mother. He raised up the prophets of old, like Isaiah that we heard in the first reading tonight, to speak about the coming of the Messiah thousands of years before he was born. God prepared every detail of that manger down to the very straw so that Jesus could have a soft place to lay his head. And if he did all of that, if he did all of that all of those years ago for us, there's no reason to believe that he doesn't want to be a part of your life right now. To be with you. To be close to you. To walk with you through the messiness of life. The prophet Isaiah in the first reading tonight told us that a people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Don't we all know what it's like to walk in darkness? Sometimes when we're walking through the messes of our lives, the world seems very dark. But God knows that we need light. We need light to see. And that's why he gives us this celebration of Christmas every year. This celebration is a light for us, a light in our lives, that God's light does shine. And that he's very close to us. St. Paul in the second reading tonight told us that the grace of God has appeared. And that grace saves us. Jesus gave himself for us to cleanse us, to call us to be a people of his own, as St. Paul told us. We are God's beloved sons and daughters right now. And he walks with us and supports us through the messiness of our lives. He supports us with the gift of his grace when we call on him. When we call on him and he seems distant to us, he's not. He's right there beside us. And we here at St. Mark would like to accompany you through the messiness of your life. One of the supports, one of the graces that God gives to us is the Christian community. And in the Catholic Church, we call that community our parish. So this year, we have a special gift for you tonight, for each household. This book, very aptly titled, Life is Messy, by a man, an author named Matthew Kelly. And in this book, Kelly goes into some of the details of his own life, about the messiness of his life and the situations that he's encountered. And reading it, some of them may seem very familiar to you. And I won't spoil the conclusion, but what he's trying to get us to realize is that our lives are far from perfect. But that doesn't mean that we should give up on them. Doesn't mean we should become hopeless. And as I said, we here at St. Mark want to accompany you in the messiness of life. And that's why in each of these books, you'll find a bookmark. And on that bookmark, there's a QR code that will take you to our website. And on that website, you'll find some resources to help you navigate some of the messiness of life. We wanted to provide that website for you to find some resources that the Catholic community provides. But we also want it to be there for you so that you can know that your faith community, St. Mark Parish, is here for you through all of the messiness of your life. My friends, no matter what your favorite Christmas movie is, no matter what messes you may be facing in life right now, no matter what the future of this pandemic holds for us and for our nation, Christmas reminds us of the closeness of God and how He wants to walk with us through the messiness of life. And if you need proof of that, you need look no further than that manger.